This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Know what time it is, man? Yeah. This is episode 86.
Wow,
of the Random Order podcast, man. You know what time it is, man? My babysitter addressed me as Jermaine Richards, but y'all could just call me Quentin Quarantino for short. I'm gonna waste y'all time and shit. B baby train the building. The biggest baby with the biggest beard, man. Of course, yeah. My man Sheldon Sebastian.
Yeah, man. Camera right this week.
Yes, sir. You know it's a party when the ISO down. Yeah. On this episode, this amazing episode, we talked about many things. Changing your name, calling the bank, and it taking way too long. Calling Wingstop too late. Slamming your car door. When animals, animal. Mm-hmm. And of course, man, we open up the Discord and answer y'all. Voice, no questions, man. It's been a great episode. Before we get into it, if you're watching this video on YouTube, make sure you smash that like button. Mm-hmm. Smash that like button. Smash that subscribe button. And smash that bell button. Smash all the buttons.
Smash your keyboard.
And smash the comment. Smash the comment button.
Smash your keyboard in the comments.
Smash the keyboard and press enter. Like a cat walked across your keyboard and press enter.
That would make me laugh.
Smash that membership button.
Smash the membership button.
Smash the 4 key, the number 4, and then the Y key, and then the E key, and then the .ca key. 4E.ca, and smash that.
Yeah, you know what else?
Buy one durag button.
Smash the purchase button. Smash twitch.tv/TreyRichards.
Smash
that shit. I'm over there. I'm active. And I'm fucking flying on Warzone.
Now smash this episode.
Sometimes.
Oh, wow. Man. You know what time it is, man. And yeah. Just like I expected.
Yeah.
The damn eagles flying in. They see a delicious snack in the form of an episode. Who are they to not swoop in and eat them?
Why would they not? How would they? How could they not?
Eagles going eagle. You know what time it is, man.
Yeah.
Speaking of eagles going eagle, there's too many times where people. I always find it kind of fucked up when like a lion or some shit that's on the loose eats someone and kills them. They gotta go find him and fucking
pop him.
A lion's going lion, nigga.
A lion going lion.
Niggas get blaming alligators and shit for fucking eating people.
Yeah.
You're at the alligator's house.
And how fucked up is it for you to just go to an alligator with a toolie and just let loose on him because what? He was hungry? Because you got caught slipping? Yo, if a lion catches
me, yo, on some Florida shit, you around a body of water, your one eyeball has to be on the water the entire time.
No cap.
Right.
You should know where you at.
Yeah, it makes sense.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
100%. Makes sense. Bro, it's just like, it's as simple as this.
But I also know, on the flip side, if an alligator eat one of my niggas, I don't give a fuck what he did wrong.
No, yeah, we letting loose. Alligator. No, we letting loose. You know,
yeah, all right, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I feel that. If an alligator take, like, God Peter, forbid. You said Peter, chill out?
I said Peter, chill out.
Man, Peter, yeah, okay. if an alligator take my life, God forbid.
Yeah.
I was probably in the wrong. You know?
Yeah, I definitely wasn't in my house minding my business.
Like, you know, nah, but like, like, even like, just like,
out of my bed.
But like, even like, if you live around, like Julian's family, they live around where alligators be at, right? So it's like, what are they gonna do? Not live?
Yeah, but you
made
know?
The choice yeah. to be okay, in this. For sure. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
If I'm like here. Planning on moving somewhere, the first thing I'm thinking is like, okay, what potential dangers mm-hmm. do I face? If I'm thinking, you know, I'm gonna go live out in like yeah. Costa Rica or some shit. Okay, boa constrictors, fucking tarantulas. Wild monkeys.
Yeah, I feel that
poisonous fucking
poisonous snakes and assorted scorpedos.
Scorpions, nigga. Bro, scorpedos.
No, no, for real, you,
bro.
Look that up.
Yeah, bro, that's the thing. In Brampton, the only shit we had to worry about. Was fucking and niggas would get updates. We had to worry about raccoons and shit, and then we got the fucking
we got the coyote pamphlet.
Yeah, we got the coyote pamphlet delivered to our door saying like, "Yo,
you didn't get the coyote pamphlet?
I didn't tell you.
Bro,
I mean, maybe we got it. I didn't hear about it though,
bro. Yeah,
bro, my first thing,
my dad had to sit us all down.
It was a topic of dinner.
Yeah,
that's as good
as it should have been. As it should have been, for sure.
Yeah.
Funny thing, my dad told me, he was telling us about it. He's like, yo, it's coyotes. I'm like, oh fuck, I'm about to tell you, nigga. I got a pamphlet today. The fucking coyote pamphlet.
Cause the coyotes out here. They for some reason someone started breeding yodis around the area. And then the yodis just started snatching like dogs of like, you know, smaller sizes.
So niggas were breeding yodis?
I don't think they were breeding them. I just think they started to come over and they started breeding by our ends.
Yeah, because we built on their turf.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So normally during that time of the year, they like migrate to like where our shit was built, but now there's houses. Right. So all they're doing what they've been knowing. But
yeah,
you know what I'm saying. But I knew that, man. All right, we're gonna go around coyote's turf. Coyote eat me up. That's
all. I gotta live with that.
Well, I get that with that shit. But
I actually remember the day. I remember this one time. We had a little ravine in our backyard. Mm-hmm. So in the snow in the winter time. Niggas would go, you know what I'm saying, go down the hill for some fun. So extracurricular activities, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just one time I sent Tanisha down a little toboggan. She goes down the hill and then a fox, like literally, like as she goes and she stops, a fox literally walks by her with her babies. So I'm like, oh, okay, like my sister's done for because like she's beside a mother fox and the cubs.
And the babies, yeah.
So I was standing at the top of the hill. I didn't interfere. I'm just like, yo, whatever happens, happens. Like, I'm just watching. Yeah.
It's pretty close to that wild fox.
Yeah, no, really I get that.
Yeah, but the fox walked by, you know, just kept it pushing. So, you know, just situations like that. It's just, yo, whatever happens, happens, man. You know,
really, that reminds me. Like, did I tell y'all about, like, did I mention the bees? I'm into bees and shit. Like, bees and
that? You're into bees?
Yeah, I'm into like bees. I've been watching like these bee removal videos.
Texas bee removal girl.
Yeah, bro, it's incredible.
A family,
man.
Bees under a cooler, and then the bees were anxiously under my net, and then I had another great day saving the bees.
Yep.
I don't know if she's talking about that on purpose, but nigga, it has me.
It has me attached.
So what?
Yeah.
Hooked, eh?
Hooked.
I never hooked, even man. Seen a shit.
And it's just so interesting because I've always been like a. State of as far as I can away from bees as I possibly can. And this woman is just in it, bro. This woman is just like handful of bees. That's I'm it. Like, what?
You like shakes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's you, nigga. If I try that shit, I guarantee I'm lit up.
I'm getting stuck for sure.
She like takes care of them or she
be removing them. So niggas be like, yo, get this out of here before I fucking kill these.
That's some good shit. You need that. You know what I mean? Like
100%.
Because there's other ways.
Yeah. Oh, it can be removed.
Can remove them.
Yo, all I'm saying is, yo, my dad's a great person, great guy. But yo, when a situation arises and he doesn't know how to handle it, insect wise.
See, that's the other way around, though. Like, an animal's in our shit now.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, you know what I mean? I wouldn't just, like, kill a mouse on the street. Mm-mm. I'm going to let you mouse.
Exactly.
But if you mouse into my house, you know,
like, we not.
Yeah.
You knew what that comes with.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel the same way, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel the same way.
That's another reason why, like, you know what I'm saying? Growing up, I'm seeing my dad do certain shit. And it was really traumatizing for me. Really, realistically, certain things my dad did was traumatizing.
I'm like, I can't explain this because I'm three, but something inside of me says this is very bad. This is not right.
There's a lot of things that my dad did where I'm just like, okay, I'm not ready to grow up because I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. If a fucking possum is under my barbecue,
baby.
Oh yeah, it's yours,
bro. My dad is outside with a broom. I'm like, Dad, why? Yeah. Just allow him. Allow him. Let him possum cook.
Let's try again in like 4 days. Maybe he'll be gone. We can barbecue then.
We weren't even trying to cook. We weren't even trying to barbecue. This thing is just out there. I'm like, bro, like
get out of here.
There's nothing that, like, I have. There should be nothing written in God's plan with Trevon and a fucking possum. But there's nothing there, to be honest. Yeah.
Of all the alternate universes, there's not one that, like, where you encounter that possum.
No. Mm-hmm. Not at all.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's either leave it or fucking get an expert in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to see a fucking van with a cartoon possum on the side and a little cage.
Outside my
car. You're going to see me outside with fucking heads crossing the phone. Is that you guys? You guys park out. Yo, you know what? Yo. I don't know why, but like there'd be certain situations where like if my dad was like calling someone and this is back in the day, bro, and it's just all we had was just calling. We weren't really texting like that, but like my dad would be like, yo, someone's coming to the crib to fucking, I don't know, clean our air duct systems, whatever. Which reminds me, dog, I got an air duct cleaning call the other day, God. And I do not know how I got caught with it.
You're in the system.
I'm in the fucking system. You're fucked. Now. Bro, he sounded so happy that someone finally answered. I'm like, hello?
Oh, hey.
Where's my script?
Beer papers.
So, okay, yo quiero, oh, fuck, sorry.
what are you, English? What did you say, hello? Okay. But, there'd just be times where my dad would just have weird fucking, you know what I mean? We just moved into a house. Now there's just a bunch of house shit that we have to do and maintain the house, whatever. And my dad was just like, yo, like, someone's supposed to be coming at this time. But sometimes when my dad would come home and, like, he's telling us someone's supposed to come at 3 and nobody comes all day and he's coming home at 9 p.m. And I'm like, yo, that man didn't show. He take it out on us. Like, bro. Mm-hmm.
Or he missed the window, nigga. I got to go fucking play tennis, nigga.
What do you want me to do?
Nah, for sure.
I remember seeing whips outside. I'm just like, yo, I'm pretty sure that Rogers guy is supposed to be at our crib, but he's not. And I'm just trying to call Rogers and be like, yo, are you at the right house? Because, like, yo, my dad's going to fucking blaze me if I don't get this internet fixed.
Mm-hmm. Bro, it burns my soul when I got to go outside. If someone's not finding my house, I'm like, okay, fine. Last resort is always, okay, come on, son.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be the guy in the underwear on the fucking sidewalk, nigga.
Walter White. The older I get, the less fucks I'm gonna give, man. Honestly.
Yeah. See, I'm the naked guy on the green box.
Yeah.
I'm waving. I'm on the phone.
Oh, you can't miss me. I wanted to run something by you guys because I just felt like I've been put in this situation way too many times. Mm-hmm. And I often feel, you know, when you're in a situation and you know, like, okay, I'm not wrong about how I feel, and you want to express it, but you don't know how to express it in that moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
sure.
I'm in this situation, right? I'll take it back. Take it back a couple years ago. Okay. I went to middle school with a friend of mine.
Couple years. Okay.
This is I took a huge jump. I went to school back in 2007. I was in grade 7, right? Grade 6, actually. I met her in grade 6. Now, me, I'm a respectful guy. All right.
Of course.
If you're, you know what I mean, you're doing your thing and you let me know what you're doing, I'm a go with that. You know what I'm saying? But there's just certain things about me sometimes where it's just like, yo, I just simply forget. All right. Follow. Stay with me here.
I got you. I'm here.
I met this girl in 2006. Right.
Something and I'm DC just movie.
Huh? Yeah. Huh? Let's just call her. Give me a girl's name.
Katrina.
Let's call her Katrina. All right. Shells, give me another name.
Anybody? Unisex?
Any girl's name, sure.
Oh, Lauren.
All right, cool. So we have Katrina. Meet Katrina. Hey, Katrina. Let's get a picture of Katrina.
It's 2006. Katrina's standing there.
Right.
Sharon has big pants.
Yes. And she's friends with me. We're good friends all the way up into high school. All right. High school comes, we stop talking. We don't talk as much as we used to in grade 6. As it's normal, all right?
For sure.
I fucking graduate, all right? And I'm just living my life now. Moved downtown. These fucking years now. Years since 2006. 2018, we're downtown. There's like 10 plus fucking years, right? So
get this.
Mm-hmm. I'm in H&M, all right? Okay. I'm in H&M. I see fucking
sweating, breathing hard.
And I see Katrina. And I see Katrina, right? In 2018 now.
And I'm just like, holy fuck, Katrina, man, what's up? It's been fucking ages. Mm-hmm. And just all of a sudden, I'm just fucking, I haven't seen her in ages. I'm excited to see her. This fucking burst of energy comes out. I can't control myself. I'm a kid. I'm just excited to see you. It's so random that you're here. Katrina, oh my God, what's up? And she just comes with this energy. Just, my name is Lauren now.
Okay.
What the?
All right.
Why the... Why the attitude towards me? Yo, what did I do?
How am I supposed to know?
Yeah.
How am I supposed to know?
So how did you handle that?
Bro, she hit you with that tone though? Like no paprika type shit?
Straight no paprika. I was just hit. I was just like, oh fuck. I'm like, oh okay.
Yeah, okay. Didn't see the
You didn't see the tweet. I put out a tweet.
Yeah. Bro. And then she said she goes on to say, like, oh, she's been Lauren for like a couple of years now. But she was really upset at me for that. I'm just like, oh fuck, like, all right, like whatever, it is what it is. So now the following day I'm on fucking Twitch now. And you know what I mean? One of my old friends that I'm really cool with, fucking Rebecca, she fucking sends me a raid. I was like, oh shit, yo, Rebecca, man, yo, shout out to Becca, man, yo, we go way back, man, yo, me and Becca, man, that's my fucking homie, man, like, yo, shout out, yo, everybody in chat, put hearts for Rebecca, man, Rebecca, woo, fucking DMs me, I don't go by Rebecca anymore, how dare you, man. How dare me?
First of all, too late. That's gonna be saved as a clip on my channel. Bro, can't get it back from Twitch. I signed the agreement.
Yeah,
I didn't know what to do. I was just put in an awkward situation. I'm like,
what's the new one?
You want to do a next raid?
You want to redo this?
I'm going live on Tuesday. You do a raid. You raid me one more time.
Bro, if you change your name, you know what I mean? Give me at least a window to fucking update me.
No, you just gotta be prepared to have that conversation.
Right. That's it.
Hey, just so you know,
no, I don't go by this anymore,
but I understand. And that's it. We're done. We're moving on. Oh, okay. Got it.
I don't even give a fuck. I'm like, yo, I'll call you. Yeah. I knew whatever. What's the sign? Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
That's what you just call everyone. Yo, it's a blanket. It's a blanket.
Yeah, for sure.
Can't go wrong with it, yo.
What you saying, yo?
Everyone looks. Bro, I talk until someone makes eye contact, and that's how you know I'm talking to you.
Yeah,
no, just in case I fuck up your name or you got a new one.
Bro, it's just like, I can't, like, if I just wake up one day and I say, you know what, Trey's old news, I'm changing my name to Bronson. I can't come at you niggas sideways because you don't know that. You didn't get the update on my name.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
I feel like that's like a happy moment for you. Like, you got some new hot shit, new identity, everything. Mm-hmm. That old me is dead. Somebody calls me the old me. So, oh, my man, let me come talk to you, man.
Mm-hmm.
The name's Spence. Yeah, it's not Spence now yet.
You call me SP.
Change that shit, yeah.
Oh, word. Yeah, I would love that conversation. Yo, what made you go with Spence?
That Jay shit was getting old, man.
Word. So it's just, can ask for sure, just or just straight Spence.
Y'all got Spence, Spency. Word. You call me double S.
Word.
Yeah, I'd be excited.
How often are you allowed to even change your name like that?
Did you do on some street shit? Like, yo, this is like,
bro, I really don't
legal
know.
Legal documents.
Son, it was way too awkward in that moment, the way she fucking pressed me. Like, I think I was even going in for a hug and she stopped the hug, like, yo, the name is this. And I was
for sure. I'm gonna just get my keys.
I'm just gonna go
out of pocket.
Just try to buy some white tees at H&M, and you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, it was really awkward in that moment. And the second time that I got hit with it, literally just the other day, it reminded me of that first time, and I was just like, bro, I can't take that shit.
It's gonna be a whole lot of that.
Yeah.
Especially with the pronouns.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Bro, I feel bad no matter what. Even if, like, okay, how the fuck was I supposed to know?
Mm-hmm.
Still feel like equally a big piece of shit. As if I knew.
Yeah.
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 I was literally about to say, like, like celebrities and shit, they come out with the big news. This person is a them now. I was about to be like, so what? But honestly, I see the use of that. Like, if I fucking run into Demi Lovato, they gotta remember.
Yeah. For sure.
For sure.
right. I just think it's, yeah, I just, yeah, I don't know still, bro. I just feel like you got no management. You got no, I'm coming at. It's not, I'm not trying to disrespect you.
Oh, never. And it's never about disrespect. I'm just putting
my foot in front of it.
Disrespect in every, around every corner I turn.
I'm not trying to get canceled.
Yeah.
And that's just the thing.
I didn't want people mad at me. Yo, just even one person disappointed because I called them the wrong thing. Oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so sorry.
I'm so, oh my gosh.
I didn't know.
My bad.
The fact that I know I caused you to fucking, for your day to go to shit.
I don't want to do that. Bro, mm-hmm. And just keep me posted. But also, it's on their end of like, you know what I mean? Like, and it wasn't even like these names that were changed of my friends. It wasn't no like, you know what I mean? No, he, she, they, them. It was just literally a simple like name change.
I got some new shit.
That person's dead to me. Like, this is who I am now. And I'm like, all right, cool. But like, yo, you got on that end, you got to understand like, you gotta come with the right energy. Like, you can't just be, you can't just, you know what I mean, dish me that energy so you know what I'm saying? Right. So, like, so soon.
Yeah.
No, yo, it's like changing your phone number and not telling no one, and you get mad that no one has your number.
Exactly.
You still text that fucking 04 number? How am I supposed to get that?
So, you invited me, huh? Yeah.
Well, that's literally why I don't want to change my number. I don't want to fucking go down the line. Man. And then you got to. How did you.
Bro, I didn't want to speak on it.
I was about to bring that up, but I said, you know what? I didn't want
to speak. That's on just that. A whole task.
Dog. That is just something else.
How many people do
I've
you
had
tell,
the same number for a while now. Still.
Bro, I had that number since I met fucking Rebecca. Literally 2007, I got that number.
2007, oh, shit.
Yeah, it was 2007, so. 2007, no, 2006, I got a number, right?
That's when I got my first. Yeah, 2006, I was in grade 7.
Yeah.
It's like the thing is, though, with that situation, like, you, I'm like, Wally, that's so Wally, bro. Like,
if the chat, if you guys don't know, I say chat, sorry, I'm a Twitch.
I've been streaming for 48 hours straight, and I'm fucking wired. Wired on monster still.
So Waleed was on Twitch, and you know what I'm saying? Just I'm watching my mans, and he's just we going back and forth, and he's like, yo, let me get Trey on FaceTime. He types in my number while his phone is on the screen. My number pops up on the screen. And in that moment, I'm just like, fuck. I knew it was coming. There was no way I could text him in that moment. Type in the chat. Like, there's a little delay. I knew regardless, it was too late. My number is buzzing. Like, I was watching it happen. I'm like, all right, it's over for me.
All right, tell us.
Listen, something's going to happen. So Waleed puts my number on the screen, and he realizes right away, everyone in the chat's going crazy. He's like, bro, you just leaked this number. Niggas start calling me. Niggas start texting me. I'm just like, all right, well, this is annoying. I got to change my number now.
First off, don't be that person. You know, bro, I see P. Diddy leaks his number. I'm not going to be on the line.
No.
I'm not going to be the next caller.
Fucking, yeah, man, I fucking called P. Diddy. I rapped for him on the phone and he signed me. What? Come on, bro.
Okay, maybe I see that. I see the appeal for P. Diddy.
That's
the
no.
Hustle. I see the appeal for P. Diddy. Bro. That may be the way out. But yeah, me, nigga, I'm not going to do nothing with you. Call me off a leaked phone number.
Niggas would text me, is this really Trey? Obviously, nigga. You see, if you know.
Yeah.
The nigga Waleed fucking typed in the number and calls me, and later I'm just like, bro, I didn't even want to answer the phone at that point. He's just like, yo,
Waleed.
It was so Waleed. Fucking awkward, bro. Oh my god. And I just knew. I'm just like, bro, I'm gonna have to fucking message so many people. Oh, it was just way too much, man, to just go through that whole process.
It's tough stuff.
That's why you see those tweets and stories where it's like, yo, I lost my number. I changed my number. If you're a real one, link me. Like, you know who you are.
I contemplated doing that.
Yeah?
I contemplated doing that, but then I'm like,
37,000 inquiries.
Yeah, Trevor's my number. I never met him.
Yeah, like, yo. Just link me. In some ways, it was refreshing because I got to filter shit. And I think I was just telling you this the other day. I had an old contact card. I used to, like, every now and then export my contacts. And the other day I was like, whatever, on some cloud shit, I saw my old contacts. So I click the file, it opens up and
starts unpacking.
Every fucking contact is in my phone now.
3, 4, 5, 6. Remember your friend Andrew? Here's his number.
Yeah.
Dog, I went through, I fucking single deleted every one of these numbers at one point in time. And now I have about 600 contacts in my phone of niggas that I will never talk to in my life because I double click this fucking VC card.
Damn. You ever just call someone by accident? Just you land on your fucking deleted number or something and you just. Nah, it hasn't happened to me. I'm just thinking that has to be very possible.
Yeah, it probably does. Yeah, for sure.
Calling for 1 second, it goes through and they call back.
Yeah.
Yo, I can't think of a situation.
I'd be trying to cancel quick. Like, it always, like, oh my God. Yo, it's like, bro, how did it even get? It didn't even start ringing for me, bro. How did it start ringing for you? Like,
answer right away, bro. Nah, that shit was a lot. But
it was what it was. You know what I'm saying? What's the worst type of business to call in and resolve an issue with?
The worst type of business to call.
Worst type of business to call? Probably the fucking bank. Them niggas is annoying.
Yeah.
And that's take the cake.
Bro, that's another thing, bro. I get this new number now. And it's a nigga that changed his number because he's running from the fucking banks and shit. Niggas keep calling me Alan. Is that you? David. I'm like, bro, who the fuck is this guy?
Oh, no.
Dog, I get so many weird calls now. And I'm just like, yo, I don't know if this is someone trying to reach me. That's why I always say, yo, just text me. It saves us the time. Send me a text. Amen. If you don't, I'm not interested. I'm not there, you know? Man,
banks take the fucking cake though.
Yeah,
banks are that's cake, a good one. Yeah, bro. I think that's the answer still, man.
Banks, phone companies are very bad as well. Internet, terrible.
Mm. Yeah, them niggas.
I'm just thinking, who has you on the wait time the longest? Mm. Got you on hold like a bozo for.
I think the bank is definitely up there though.
Yeah,
bro, they move. Maybe the
airport.
Low. So what?
Airport?
God, airlines?
Airlines?
I never call them. Worst. Bro, I literally got vouchers. I got like three flight vouchers. And to redeem these vouchers, all you gotta do is just call us and book your ticket, but through phone, and then you get it. I'm like,
no.
I have $600 of flight tickets sitting on my dresser.
Give me the
number.
I
will not call.
Give me the number,
but I will not give it up either. I'm gonna keep it there just in case.
Man, yo, the thing is, man, like, yo, sometimes I'm just in a situation where I'm like, yo, I have no choice but to call this number. Like, I have to.
Always in a bad mood.
Mm-hmm.
The times I'm trying to do some shit online with my bank, I'm just, okay, oh, I can do it online. Cool. Can I click this? What's your name? Okay, cool. Didn't go.
It's 2024, and I'm sure you have goals. Maybe those are financial goals. The type of goals that if you have 10 different streaming services that you got to pay for, that's not going to happen. Trust me, it adds up. I had to get in tune with my spending in order to save money, and that's why I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. With the Rocket Money app, I can see all my subscriptions in one place. So if I see an app that I don't want, I can cancel it with one tap. I don't have to talk to any customer service. I don't have to log in anywhere. Rocket Money does it for me. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped its members save an average of $740 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Give us a call.
And it's like, the thing that's annoying about that, they'll make it sound so simple. Oh, just if you want to access your checking account, give us a call. We'll help you out. I'm like, all right, cool. That seems freaking easy.
Yeah.
I give them a call. It's all these fucking puzzle. Press one if you want to speak to this. But if you want to speak to that guy, plus me.
Get so specific.
Bro, I was like, all right, what the fuck? You're going down the number and shit, and you're fucking 20 numbers in already. And then it just says, to go back to the main menu, if none of this works for you, press 9. You press 9, you hear all the fucking options.
Hello.
Don't work for you. Oh, my God. I was on the phone with my bank the other day. maybe for like 20 minutes on this fucking automated call or whatever, get to the shit to say, did you know you can go and do everything you want to do through the app? Talk to you later. Boop, boop, boop.
Wow.
You're just looking at your phone. It's like, oh, that was the end of that phone call, wasn't it? After 3 hours, I got to get back to the back of the line.
You got to square up with me after that.
Yo. Okay. I'd really be sitting through the menus like, none of this applies to me. I don't know what to press.
Yeah.
The first thing you do is find the quickest shortcut to just talking to a human.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 000.
Zero, no, it doesn't apply, Okay, hold on, I'll get someone.
Yeah. I expect, yo, and you know what? Companies are, you guys think you're sick because they started finessing their customers when COVID started hitting. So they're like, oh, phones are blowing off the hook. We can't get to your call. Bro, they're still doing it. I'm like, bro, okay, nobody's calling fucking the tire shop because of COVID. It's not that booming. Like, bro, answer your phone, bro.
Yeah, that's a smooth excuse, though. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, no, for sure.
So, yeah, look, man. Yo, every excuse for everything was for everyone fucking leaned towards COVID. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, usually the business pretty well. But like, COVID virus. Like, we had the virus, right?
Yeah.
Our phone line just still backed up.
It's just Kobe. What are you gonna do?
Wasn't finishing my work and shit. I'm like, bro, look, man, you know the virus thing, the 19th thing. Yeah, that shit kind of backed me up. So still working on it.
Yeah, but we gonna get to it though. It's in the C19 though. So you know what I'm saying?
Man, I think that's gonna be this year.
You think it's gonna be what?
You think it's gonna be this year? I think like we're gonna be back to normal, like maybe like top of next year or shit.
I think it's a new normal now.
Yo, it's kind of normal in Florida. I'm not going.
But then they just fucking normal. They just introduce no masks or whatever. But like they still try
in Florida.
Yeah, like you can if you're vaccinated, you don't have to have your mask on anymore.
Some businesses can still say whatever the fuck they want, but somewhere like in Texas, I'm pretty sure they like.
Bro, I was in an Uber and they make you feel so terrible. I didn't have my mask, so I was like trying to just fucking cover my mouth. I'm like, if I'm hiding my face in my shirt, it's the same thing. You can't see my mouth. It's the same fuck shit. If anything, my sweater is thicker than a mask. Mm-hmm. This guy's just like, oh, you ain't got no mask, brother. And I'm like, nah. He's just like, damn.
Don't make me feel like you're disappointed in me, stranger.
Bro, he typed me up on fucking Uber and said I didn't have a mask. Wow. In my face.
That's going to stain your rating.
It's going to bring me down a couple. It's going to bring me down a couple. It's going to bring me down a couple points, Jay.
Just hearing that, man. Man.
Really?
I just feel terrible. Really, oh, no. I'm usually irresponsible.
Since when you do the fucking little seat adjustment, you don't got a mask, brother? Nah.
Yo, I give you that leverage though, that little just that one hop, nigga. I'll make it backwards.
If you tell me look behind me in one hop, I can get it done. Bro, one time I get in the Uber and fucking slammed his door.
Bro, I've been told, yo, hey, don't fucking slam my door. Don't slam my door.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you've been told that?
Yes. Before I open the door. Hey, make sure you don't slam my door.
Yeah.
That nigga just got his shit slammed.
Yeah. But I get it though. I'm tapped in. Like I
yeah.
Your American cousins come to Canada for the summer. I come for the ride with you. Get in the whip, it's all good. They get out. Sucker.
Yo, boss. Yo, cousin.
Yo, I'll at you, man.
Yo.
Don't slam a man's door.
Yo, facts.
Yo, the hottest.
I was like, yo, hold on, yo, hey, cuz, I got my bag in the trunk. Folk. Like, I'll pop the trunk. All right, bro. It's winter time, maybe. I holler at him to close the door. It's all good. It's just me in the car now.
Suck.
And everything's closed already because it's winter. You can't say nuts.
You're just in the soundproof whip now. You're just. Dog, yo, there's no temperature hotter than when I bring my friends
oh man
in my father's vehicle. And I'm like, yo, I know this motherfucker's finna slam my dad's door.
And I know who's the most particular about the strength at which you shut his doors.
That man. That guy right there. Bro, we had people slam my dad's door. And yo, literally just one word. I'm like, oh boy, this is all my dad says. Bredgen. Yo. And then his go-to line. I didn't find this shit.
Yo, I was just saying this the other day.
I know. Like, what the fuck makes you think? I think you found this shit. Like, you just found this whole fucking 2019 fucking whip, bro. With Pirellis, nigga.
He know. So you know, I know.
I'm stealing now. I'm gonna let you know right now.
Bro, right. He can tattoo that on his chest. I'm like, yeah, bro, that makes no sense.
If I ever have kids, they're fucking getting that line.
I think I found the shit. Bro, throughout my entire life, I use that. I'm like, yo,
getting old. And then it came to the point where I'm like, all right, I'm old enough to respond to this question. No, I didn't think you, and I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yo, you think I'm a fucking idiot? I'm like, okay, hold on.
This is a trick question.
No, that was
No, I was there when you, I was actually there when you bought it. I was there at the dealership all fucking day.
Yes. You told me to hold the paper after you signed it.
So then you fucking know. Yo,
that hurt every time, man.
It's all
real shit.
It's all deeply rooted problems, bro. Because my dad is bad, but Benny, my grandfather.
Ooh, big up, Benny.
Bro, slam his door?
Jermaine.
We've talked about his rocket ship.
We talk about his fucking Bugatti.
Bro, you can't tell him that car is from 2000. It's literally from 2009, but don't tell him that.
No way.
Every time it's a new year, that's the fucking year of his car.
That's the year.
Oh, yeah, that's the 2021 fucking car that they don't make anymore. They only made one 2021, mine, and they're just like, all right, I'm going.
The day that when I seen fear in my dad's eyes, when he stopped us and said, guys, listen, before you go in this car, just go, please.
Make sure the door.
Easy, easy, easy. To the point where my dad closed the doors for us, going around all those other chauffeur whip. I got it. And Jay, just get out.
You got to close it with a napkin.
Holy shit.
I feel it though. I'm probably not as I'm probably not as intense as your pops, but you definitely can.
Bro, if you make my shit rattle, bro.
Yeah, like yeah, I'm saying there's levels, bro.
Never heard my window move.
Jermaine, if we could set up GoPros without our grandfather knowing, and we just slam this nigga's shit, I promise you that'd be the best
you're
content. Choked.
You're not getting the footage.
you're not
breathing on the ground.
Yeah, no, he would never have to. He couldn't know that was recorded. Because even after he finds out it's a joke, yo, you still slam my shit. Like underlying point.
About those fucking day one of the playoffs, eh?
The who?
Day one of the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been eating chips and shit. You been watching this shit?
Yeah, I watched.
I watched the last game. As soon as I saw the headline of Toronto's up, I'm like, okay, well, fuck it. I guess I won't be watching
this. Yeah, I feel that. Nah. The thing is, too, like, I know some people that are Boston fans, right? Mm-hmm. You know, Boston's in the playoffs, but, you know, Jaylen Brown is injured. Like, he's probably not going to play in the playoffs. And they feel like, man, like, they don't even want to watch type shit. It's like, what's the point? Like, we know we're going to lose. And I'm like, I know what that feels like. Mm-hmm. I know what that feels like when you're like, hey, Raptors, I'm happy the Raptors are not in the playoffs because I think even if we made the playoffs, what we are going to do? You know what I'm saying? Like, no disrespect. I love my Raptors, but what are we going to fucking do, man? I'd rather these guys be at home with their families, man. Yeah. Straight up, man. Straight up. I'm happy they're back at the crib. Do your thing. You know what I mean?
And they seem so defeated. Like, we all lost. And every single Raptors just can't wait to get the fuck out of Tampa.
Yeah, for sure. The levels were gone. Like, once May started, the levels were gone, bro.
These niggas could not wait. I just missed Arana.
I missed the Gardner. You know, man, I missed the Gardner, bro.
Yeah.
That was a rough game. We missed the Gardner. Yeah.
You missed the Gardner? Yeah. Trust me. For sure, bro.
How much of a dickhead do you guys feel? What's the dickhead levels when you miss a birthday? Or that moment where you're just like, yo, fuck, wait, hold on, what the fuck is this birthday?
Bro, that's another. Like, what am I, calendar, nigga? I forgot. There's 360 fucking, what, 5 days?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't really be feeling like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't expect nothing for my birthday, so I don't even project that energy,
you
right?
You know what I'm
so
saying?
It's, like,
mm. Yeah, it's, I mean, always all good on my birthday. Yo, my man, I'm sorry. For, oh, nigga, I fucking forgot. Nigga, it's all good.
I forgot.
So my birthday is what, Thursday? You said?
Fuck. You know what I mean?
Really? It just passed. Bro, you asked me how old I am? Give me 3 seconds.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Bro, I swear I was on the phone with the bank today and like, oh, some security questions. First off, don't make those questions scary, nigga, because it's always gonna seem like I'm not me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many products do you have with us? How many accounts? Fuck, nigga. Right now, this is two. I think this is check-ins.
Got the checks.
And what are the last 3 purchases on 35441? You want me to say that?
Hold on, nigga. I died aloud.
You haven't purchased from yesterday and Thursday. I'm like, yesterday? What the fuck did I buy? It's like, it was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Last night? fuck.
Bro, literally asked my age.
On security question.
Mm-hmm. And your date of birth and age? February 1st, 1990. Hold on, let me check. I think I'm 20. What's 1993 minus 2021?
Bro.
Oh, yeah, I'm negative 28.
Fuck. No, I think was the scary part about it is like they give you like no reaction if you say the wrong thing.
Reaction.
No fucking reaction.
It's bro, like, you don't know if you're right.
Like, you can't even sigh.
When's your what's the last 3 products you bought?
I think I just bought something from Target and then definitely something from Wingstop.
Huh. It's just quiet.
You sure?
Okay, the claws.
Let's try another one.
Like, bro,
what's your dad's name? How do you spell it?
Whoa. Yeah, I'm gonna just. This is a fraud. Actually,
I'm gonna just come in.
I'm just trying to get access to this guy's account. What's his dad's name? Fucking Jacinfred.
Okay, you're in.
No, the banks, man. They just be doing the most, man.
Mm-hmm.
If they be doing the most, man. I don't know how. Props to hackers and shit, man. If you get into my shit, because I can barely get into my own shit.
Bro,
sometimes.
I can't.
Like, bro, you were in my shit.
You deserve it, nigga.
This is what my penis looks like.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I think one day I'm just gonna fucking go through the airport. The little function thing.
The searcher,
the metal detector thing, mm-hmm. And I'm just gonna be bold one day and just say, y'all see my penis, huh? And just look at
that penis.
Yeah,
that 2-way glass. Whenever I see a mirror, I'm like, that guy's laughing at my cock right now.
Yeah, I just gotta put my AirPods in for noise cancellation.
You know, it's not ideal, like blood flow during like the airport rush and you're dashing. All you think about is like, you're sweating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in chode mode.
Yeah,
I know somebody behind that 2-way glass.
One day I'm just gonna drink a fucking jinxing and just fucking smirk at the glass.
There's a solid wall behind it.
Everyone's like, what the fuck? What the fuck is that guy looking at? There's nothing there, bro.
Yo.
Oh, man.
Your mind is fucked, bro.
If you guys don't know, I think we said this also on a podcast. It's facts, right?
Bro, they see the outline of your penis at the airport. Yeah.
No, real shit?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
You didn't know this?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say.
You're
just going to change every
trip. I ain't been in an airport like that, so.
Bro, they just said.
Next time you are, think about it.
You better
ask. Yeah. I love when they just let me go through like the club metal detector.
Yeah.
Like I'm just going to SeaWorld or some shit, nigga. Put your phone to the thing. All right, like. Sometimes I pass through so easily. I'm like, yo, there could have easily been a knife in my butt.
Yeah.
Like, the way sometimes. Yo, it's actually, I guess that's pretty alarming.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, I see a loophole.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. Yo, it's kind of scary still.
Yo, especially at a place like SeaWorld or some shit. I'm like,
yeah.
If someone wanted to bring an AK-47 in their butt.
Or a fucking harpoon to fucking catch a fucking.
So easy.
Seagull. Yeah. It can be done.
Like we talked about, man. We put a lot of trust in fucking strangers, mm-hmm. bro. Every day.
Bro,
that's crazy.
The thing is, man, like, I feel like, again, I'm always in these situations because even the last time I was at an airport, I was wearing these pants that is just like, they're quite simple to take them off of me. And I got stopped at the security
And he said, yeah, we're just going to do a quick pat down. You got anything by your waist? I'm like, nah. He said, all right, go ahead. Put your hands, you know, you got to put them up. Niggas have the glove with the grip. And I'm like, bro, like, you just have to kind of like flex your pelvis. Cause the one time in Orlando, nigga was checking me. He literally just dropped my whole shit in front of everyone. I'm like, yo, fuck. Like, yo, he didn't even help me put him back up. I got to reach down again. Yo, that shit is just, it's always me, man. That's all I gotta say. It's always me.
Yo,
always me.
That's wild.
You gotta choose airport pens.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta get drawstrings, belt, something, you know what I mean?
Sometimes I'm just not thinking of that until I'm there. I'm like, fuck, yo, easy, my man. Easy.
That always talks about how people used to dress up. Like, he remembers every time he's like, okay, I'm about to go on a plane, suit, sitting in your car.
Really?
Yes, nigga. Mm-hmm. Cause he's like, he'll see us like dress up and go to the airport. Well, not even dress up if you call it that. Basketball shorts, fucking one sock, two slippers. Man, I remember when I was young, you had to wear a suit, like you're going to fucking church. Isn't there some rules, some shit when you're on the buddy pass getting into business?
You have to dress up
just in case.
Yeah, bro.
He's flying first class, so he's flexing on his butt. The only catch is that maybe you'll get on. If there's a free seat in first class, then your buddy ticket, whatever.
Bro, commend you for in even a suit, taking that.
Legs folded. One time I bought my ticket. Nigga, I'm fucking walking by this nigga.
Tim's wedding.
This guy is in a fucking tuxedo scrolling through his phone. Nigga, he's the only one in the terminal.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, nigga.
You go get on, nigga.
Bro, I literally looked my own blood in his eye. This nigga said, "Yo, I see if I see."
Nigga, I just walk around. Like, all right, nice pants, nigga.
Yo, I'm in a fucking tuxedo, bro. Like, I'm literally in the fit. I'm about to go to Tim's wedding in, and I'm just fucking there, just getting up every second. Hey, any updates?
I was counting the people. There's like 274, I believe, this aircraft fits.
75. Oh, man, those niggas were sweating. Hey, it's a full flight. I don't know what to tell you. Just gonna have to sit down until we board everyone, and we're gonna let you know. Hey, nice suit.
Fuck you, bro. Every passenger you see turn the corner running, he fucking asshole made it. Oh my god.
Sorry, just made it. We was fucking bitch. That's my shirt. Fucking good. It must be nice to wear whatever you want. It's like Gucci. Bro, I was really, yo, if I hear a deal, I'm testing it out. My dog told me, he's like, yo, I can get you on my fucking
system. Like deals because of that type of shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's the butts are just too much always.
Hear me, nigga.
Wait, hold on, what time is it, nigga? Here's it.
Tell me exactly what's going down. Cause I'm gonna let you know right now, that nigga did not explain the full extent of that situation.
You didn't explain the coupon fully. The deal you're offering me here, you didn't tell me about all the details in the fine print.
He didn't tell me I may be sweating and like I may not get on the flight. And I'm like, yo, this is the last flight. If I miss this flight, we're literally missing the wedding. Or I'm missing the wedding because this nigga was on the plane. I remember I fucking smiled at this nigga when I got onto that plane. I'm just like,
me too. I'm like, fuck. Made it.
My fucking suit. I'm just on there.
What was the deal?
The deal was
from how he explained it to how you learned exactly what the deal was.
All right, great. I think I tweeted. So I know one
they're
time.
Different for sure.
So different. I think I tweeted because we're buying too many tickets, and I'm like, yeah, there has to be a way to buy cheaper tickets because I found out that employees have like all these discounts. So I say, yo, as a joke, I say, yo, which one of my friends works for this airline? Because I'm done paying with tickets. Nigga hit me up. He said, bro, I can get you to Japan for $10. I'm like, all right, you talking crazy? Yeah. Yo, the thing was,
fucking right. Just say
that. Technically,
yeah.
Technically, it could go down.
I guess he's not totally lying. He's just not saying everything.
Just did not say everything. That's the catch right there. You can get to Japan for $10. LA, all these places, probably even fucking cheaper. Just depends on the flight. That was it. And it was first class. So I'm like, all right, bro, I want to see if this shit works. Sign me up. Let me know what's up. All I know is, yo, I buy the ticket. I go to the gate. I get on the plane. I'm there for $10. Day of.
Sounds like a good deal.
Sounded amazing.
I'll pick up a pamphlet that says that shit.
Hell, I picked it up. It was in my briefcase.
$9.37.
thought?
I'm opening that bitch up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
On the day of, this nigga text me in the morning. He said, "Hey man, just want to make sure you got your formal gear ready." Fucking me ain't got my formal gear ready. Like for what? So he said, "Yeah, like you know, technically you work for Air Canada, so you got to represent the brand now." I'm like, wait, hold on, what the fuck? I gotta represent Air Canada to get on this plane because technically I'm family now. So it's like, if Air Canada members sit in first class, he has to look first class.
Yeah, get right.
And I'm like, yo, what the fuck is looking first class? I got a whole list. No baggy wear. No fucking sportswear. No fucking Jordans and shit like that. A whole list. I'm like, bro, you didn't tell
probably
me
no Durex, huh?
No Durex is definitely on it. It definitely would not make that shit.
No head wraps.
Head wraps or any other gang affiliated paraphernalia.
Yeah, no paraphernalia for sure.
No gang wear.
Gang wear.
Bro, so I get on there and I'm just like, yo, I'm just dressed down to a T. And then I find out the next thing, it's just like, oh, I'm actually on bystander way or whatever the hell that shit's called.
Standby.
There you go. And basically, if it's an empty flight, he'd be able to see it on the back end. So there's ways to go around it. But if there's a flight saying I'm going on that one for sure, there's no for sure. Because if the flight is full, and sometimes I remember there was one time I was going to New York on it, and then one plane was like, one plane canceled. So he sent everyone from this plane to the Air Canada plane. I was waiting in the airport literally till 9 p.m. to get on the fucking flight. It wasn't in the pamphlet. You need to explain this to me.
Yeah.
It was on the back of the pamphlet.
Bro, so you just gotta wait until like every single it was somewhere. Person. Yeah. And then other people have different priority over you. So like fucking captains or whatever, if they're trying to get on it, they get it first. Like it was just
a whole call me captain.
So,
nigga,
so how many times did you do this?
I probably did like five.
He made some moves.
Yeah, oh,
he made some moves. Okay. On that deal.
Yeah.
Bro, so in the end it worked out.
Yeah, because I was in first class smashed. Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Cause it's just a relief. Like when you're in there, you're just
yeah, I'll get 9 mini bottles of fucking Henny, please.
Yeah. Bro, I remember I was going to New York. That's a quick 40-minute flight. And I told him, I was like, yo, red wine, please, ma'am. She said, oh, we have to take ma'am. Off first. I don't give a fuck.
Just toss me one. Fuck.
Quick.
The fucking captain's cousin.
I'm in a suit.
Oh yeah, and your name is fucking Dennison, nigga.
Yeah, you gotta change your name.
Yeah.
Dennis.
Yeah.
I fucking forgot. I'm like, I'm fucking Tredennis.
Tredennis.
Yeah, man. So no, it's just not all sweet, man. So I'm learning just to pay for shit now. Just don't do all that. Unless if you ain't got nowhere to go, then it's pretty sweet. Mm-hmm. But if niggas are depending on you.
It's dumb too. Like the whole you gotta represent. How they even gonna know how I'm on this bitch?
I don't care.
Niggas, I don't care. His fucking Black Mirror niggas can look at me and say, oh my God, that's Air Canada representee.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's fucking wild.
Man, yeah, but there's been many times I fucking start sweating heavy in my life, man, because of some shit I'm just trying to pull. I think more times.
You gotta live life like that sometimes, though, you know?
Because, yo, more times it's just the reward is just funny. Big. I do things in the name of comedy.
Reward. Outweighs the risk.
Yeah, but sometimes even if it doesn't, it's just
it would have been worth it. So.
Yeah,
it was worth a shot.
I tried. Like, there's definitely been things in your guys' lives where you just try to take and you're just like, yo, I don't know why I did that, but yo, at one point in time, if you were just to fucking go back in time, you'd see me standing there.
Yeah, no, for sure. Because if it would have worked,
y'all would have seen.
Yeah, y'all would have known. The other day, I bought a PS5 controller. Actually, nah, never mind. They probably reach out to me.
Wow. You gotta stop yourself, brother.
Yes, sir.
Look.
Yeah, I be thinking of the things like, I want to say on here.
Yeah.
Like, could we potentially work together?
Yeah.
Y'all keep eating the ice cream, man. Some good shit. Yeah. Holla at me. I got an email on the...
Oh man, speaking of ice cream, I got some drumsticks downstairs.
Yeah, I'm baby. What flavor?
Oreo, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. And I cut it in silk.
Shout out all my Oreo soldiers, man. Yo, any flavor I have, anytime I have an opportunity to choose a flavor, if you have an Oreo one, that one.
Boom.
Yep. No matter what.
I'm dirty. I'm so dirty.
Yeah, you do the double triple cookie s'more.
That's a
fucking fudge. Cream pie. Nah, oh my god.
He's actually and then complains after. So, yo, my stomach is ruined.
Fucking
caramel.
Bro, that reward, bro, is different. Yo, sometimes
it's a guaranteed risk, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
yeah.
better.
And yeah, you said yeah. it best. I seen a tweet the other day. It was like cinnamon toast pancakes, cinnamon toast crunch cereal pancakes. No.
But yeah,
I don't want.
Like you know better, but
yeah, you know what I'm saying. Like that's, I'm gonna be on the toilet just like, I can't even be mad. Who am I mad at? Yeah.
Mad
I can't be mad. I'd be
yo,
mad at me.
Yo,
bro.
You got it. Sometimes you into these choices, you like factor in how bad it's gonna be. Like so, like you already pay for it. It's like,
yeah, true.
I know better, nigga. Yeah,
I knew I was gonna be here. Yeah,
all right. Bro, there's times where I'm fucking getting Wingstop and I'm hovering over the blue cheese dip. I'm just like, fuck it.
First of all, can we?
Am I gonna be alone tonight?
Trevon, can we speak about this nigga calling Wingstop at 11:59?
Come on, stop.
No, you're a piece of shit, brother. You're a piece of shit. You're a terrible human being. I'm calling that out right now.
What's this?
This nigga, they called at 12.
No, we're not talking about it. We're not bringing that energy here. Sheldon, no.
Rotten. That's rotten. How low can you go, you know?
Yo, that was a low moment, nigga.
I could. Nah, bro. Nah.
How'd you know about this?
This guy caught it because he was on fucking Julian's Twitch doing it too, bro. On the live, bro. On the live,
yo,
brother.
Yo, that's a real human that was about to go home. They're about to turn off the lights.
Three humans.
Saturday night, my nigga. You're about to take off the apron.
Fuck, just clean, nigga. I did a deep clean on the deep fryer.
Scraping. You guys are helping me cope with this.
Yeah, let me get 15 of them in there. You probably didn't give him a chance to talk, so they couldn't tell you they're closed. Oh, thank God I hear a voice. Listen, so I'm on a website right now. I see 15 for 40. Sorry, so we're about to close. So not yet, right?
Shorty on the phone said, "Can you pay my phone?" He said, "How do you do that?"
Yo, shut the fuck off, man. Yo, Jermaine Richards. Yo, I promise you. Yo, we get off the stream. I'm fucking. I'm doing my thing. First off, this is not even it, bro.
It's not right, bro.
Let me explain myself. I told Julian, I said, yo, I want to get off the stream because I want something to eat.
Right.
Nigga said, hey, man, just a couple more runs. I'm like, yo, we're really fucking pushing it here. Mm. I'm like, all right, whatever, man. It's about maybe 11:55 and I can't make the order online anymore. So I'm just like, yo, I'm going to have to give them a call. It's about
that's a phone call we'll make. Mm-hmm. That's when I hop on the phone.
More than glad.
The bank, nigga, fuck that. Yo. Fix my financial issues? No, nigga.
Look at me. I'm 15
chicken wings?
Shit.
Rotten. You have the footage?
I'm put it up, bro. Before I play this footage, I get off my stream. I give him a call. Now, we're very respectful. I'm a respectful kid. I called them. They answered. Technically, yes, they are still open. 11:58, you guys close at 12. It's not 12.
Oh, so you're open still.
They're open. She answers. I say, hello. Are you guys still taking orders right now? That's the first thing I said. I said, I know it's Saturday. I know you guys want to go home, but I can be there. I can make it.
My car is kind of zippy. I could make it there. You can leave it outside. I just need someone to make it.
I have sport mode. Do you think this is possible to put in an order? She put me on hold. She said, all right, hold on. Literally, while I'm on hold, I straight on the shoes. God, bro, no, not even put on my shoes. Bro, I'm biting my fucking fist. Biting my fist because I'm just like, yo, I don't understand. Like, I don't know what's going to happen here. But I know one thing. I'm fucking hungry.
Yeah. That's the only thing you know for sure.
That was the only thing I knew.
They did. They accepted it and they could have said no. They could have said no. For sure. But I don't care. That is some slime ball shit.
Yo, it was some slimy shit. Cause when I got there, she said, yo, you just have to come later. They were there till 12:30. And I went there, they locked the doors. I thanked every single one of them personally. I said, yo, guys, mm-hmm. I pointed at the chef. I said, you guys, thank you. Yeah, I really, bro, really appreciate this. Bro, that's a hug. Yeah.
Okay, that's a hug and an Italian kiss.
Yeah.
Thank you for your service, Alfonso.
Yeah.
Julian, thank you.
Man.
Oh, no, nah, it was definitely a scary night, but it had been done, man. Just,
yeah. No, that shit had me dying, nigga. Misbehaving. Julian's like, bro, why can't we just go to bed, bro?
Julian's a piece of shit, though. Julian's like, yo, let's just go to bed. A piece. Cajun rub.
Well, if we're gonna do that, then yeah.
Say if we gonna do it, like, fuck it, I'm in.
Down, man.
Because, yo, the worst thing you could do is say, nah, I'm good. And then it comes and it smells delicious.
Yeah.
The entire house is filled with chicken wing or pizza aroma.
Yeah.
Pizza gonna remind you how dumb that decision was to say no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially when you're trying to be the bigger man and shit. Nah, I'm good. I'm on my diet thing. I just 20 minutes later. When you're just hoping they ask again and you can just be like, play it nonchalant.
Man, all right, fuck it.
Fuck it. All right. Since you're begging me. Since you want to ask twice. Shit. Yeah. Go ahead and put me down.
Yeah, I'll take three.
Medium, two top. Yeah. Bang, man.
Trey, Shells, y'all can sit back. Because this one's. For Jay, okay. You know, I'm gonna keep it short, bro. If the Eagles need to know, I think it's time to know. Why do they call you Quentin Quarantino?
It's like you get certain questions, you know what I'm saying, that like... Those type of questions, like, you know what? Yeah, I'm ready to let you know the answer to that question. You know what I'm saying? But then there's other questions that just feel more like a question for another day type shit.
Yeah.
And that's right now. Yeah, we'll get into that another day.
Yeah. It was a little personal too. So
yeah.
For sure. At your own time, King.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure. I feel a little bit uncomfortable that he just asked me a question that deep so casually.
Yeah.
You should know I don't really want to talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into this 2-minute 43-second question.
Sir.
Big Belly Boy in 3, 2, 1.
Yo, Wagwan. It's the boy, DGC, aka Diamond Gutter Campbell. You know what I'm saying? Diamond_GC on Instagram if you want to shoot a follow. Big shout out to my niggas 4IE. Oh, for sure. You know what I'm saying? I've been watching y'all since like 2012. But the Wayne Perkle skits and all the skits y'all used to shoot at the old crib. And I started following y'all vlogs later on. Y'all inspired me to go to Toronto. So I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Went to the T dot, you know what I'm saying? And my brody say in Brampton, it was nice. It was a nice time. It was cold as hell, though. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
You'd be like that.
Still, and I appreciate y'all for putting on for Jamaicans too. You know what I'm saying, bro? Mm-hmm. Yo, big up. You know what I'm saying? Big tanks. Anyways, I got two questions. One question is, y'all got immaculate beards, and like my beard is like it's decent. You know what I'm saying? But it could always be better.
My shit crazy.
You know, and I've been looking. I've been testing out different products here and there, and I need to know, like, what products y'all use for y'all beards, you know what I'm saying? Because
it's just me.
I need to know, because I need to get my beard to y'all level, you know what I'm saying? It has potential, you know, just sometimes, like, you know, it be real dry sometimes. Like, I'm contemplating buying a beard durag, you know what I'm saying? I be buying y'all durags, even though, you know what I'm saying, I got dreads, you know what I'm saying?
Appreciate that.
But, you know, I'm contemplating buying a beard durag, so if y'all drop that, you know what I'm saying, please hit my email. And my second question is, so me and my boy, like I said, I listen to your podcast and stuff like that, and me and my boy been looking to start up a podcast, kind of along the lines of like what y'all do, but like obviously I'm not trying to jack y'all style, but like just more like entertainment based. Like we want to talk about like, you know, like what's going on in life, and, you know, like stories, and maybe like throw some sports stuff in there. So I want to know what products do y'all use, like as in like your mic and stuff like that, because like I've been trying to do research on like how to start podcasts and stuff like that, and like none of these YouTube videos really give me like nitty gritty like what I'm trying to know. Like I need to know, like I'm trying to figure out like how to do the setup, like if I just want to set it up like in like a basement or something like that, you know, like how would I set that up, and like what kind of green screen like do I use and stuff like that.
What kind of green screen?
Yeah, man. Big screen. Shout out to y'all, man. I appreciate you. Blanket, that's yo, green. God bless you.
Oh! Well, shout out to Big Belly Boy.
Yeah, Big Belly
Triple
Boy.
Triple B. This. You know what time it is, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate the question. You got the it?
Show.
It's a two-part. So the beard shit, honestly, I haven't found like one product that made me be like, yo, nigga, okay, this is the product I will reach out for the rest of my life. I haven't come across that yet. Mm-hmm. We began these little PR packages, and like we began the beard cream, and I started just clinging to whatever we got at the time. Six Man has some great beard cream,
yeah,
and beard products based in Toronto. And I'm blanking on every other name that I've tried. Mm-hmm.
Show my man Adam. Adam got his
got a beard oil.
He got his own beard oil too.
Adam won't lose.
Adam won't lose. Yeah, yeah. Honestly, I feel like I can't remember if you're asking how to grow it, but I mean, just taking care of your beard. There's a lot of beard shampoos and shit you can get so your beard's not dry or under your beard, beard oils and all that you could take care of, or even just getting a towel, putting it under some really hot water.
Yeah.
Wrapping around your face type shit, so it's kind of what we're supposed to do, like loosen your pores or something, like open them up. Yeah, and just do that, just kind of treat your face. Yeah, that's really it.
A beard Durex's not a bad idea.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Show us how you get down with that. I know you got
your six. All right, man. Fuck. Take some notes right quick for me. So, first of all, man, you really gotta like sleep on your back. Don't sleep on your face, bro. You know what I'm saying? If you sleep on your face, man, you're just gonna be compressing the beard.
Snag a beard hair.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. Exactly. You gotta sleep on your back, brother. You know what I'm saying? I'm growing my stash out though, so why should you
sleep? See that, man. Watch out for the stash.
Yeah, podcast products now. Fuck. We need to. You know what we need to do? We need to make like a document.
Yeah, like an Amazon and, like, shit,
bro. I had that.
Or like a PDF file that just. Yo, has thing, everything in there, link in the description. Y'all can just click that.
Thing is, man, yo, like it's when you try to get into something, you gotta understand that, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like the way we do shit is yo, you know what I mean? We like the big timers, man.
Don't go big on big.
Yeah, you can't go honestly. Okay, all jokes aside, when we wanted to get into podcasts, just because we had that first step of like group chat and shit, we had the mics, we knew what we didn't like, we heard that sound, and we knew how crispy our shit could be. So all we did was look up exactly what we needed to get our shit right, get our shit crispy. If you don't want to wait for the PDF, it's real quick. We use a short SM7B mics and we connect it to an Apollo. That'll get you right there. The short connects to XLR, boop bop, green screen, just a regular green screen.
It's literally a blanket.
Yeah. The short SMB mics, all you got to look for is like podcast mic stands. There's a bunch of different stands you can use. We got the little arms that you can go all around just in case, you know, we'd be freestyling. So just we got hold, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's an easy setup if you're trying to look for it. And there's a bunch of videos on YouTube. I feel like my favorite thing to do when I'm getting into something new is just look up a bunch of tutorials.
Yeah.
Tutorial me down.
Bro, even if this guy was like an idiot, man, let me just get into it. You meet some characters.
Mm-hmm.
And man, starting to buy certain products that you like. Like we singled it out, like, hey, we just want great mics. How do we do that? We find out about mics.
I get mosquito bit.
And nigga, you're gonna learn what you need to make this shit compatible. It's like, okay, we got an XLR mic. What the fuck is XLR? Oh, you need XLR cables. Mm-hmm. Oh, so how's that go into the computer? Oh, you need an interface. Okay, to do that. You're gonna learn. I don't think there's like one key setup, honestly. It's like it's really based on you. There's levels to everything.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. You could go cheap interface, you could go expensive interface, but you're gonna see the difference or hear the difference.
Yes, sir. You definitely
hit you up on some tutorials on how to edit. That would be better than, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
fucking. And also, like, I mean, I was watching this video the other day about if you're gonna do video and shit, like, how a lot of people will look at, like, the more expensive camera when it's, like, really you should look at, like, lighting, right? So there's, like, there's ways you could go around to, like, finesse your quality. So I'll tell you, like, look, figure out how to edit, you know, like, figure out the plugins and shit, because then you could get, like, not as great of a mic. You could save money and kind of compensate with just, like, being able to edit type shit, you feel me?
Yeah.
Being able to bring out the fullness and whatever gear you have, but, yeah.
And another thing I'll just say is, like, I remember when we were setting this podcast up, number one thing we're going for is, again, quality. If anyone's listening to us for the first time, we want them to say, oh, fuck, motherfuckers sound good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we're never going to... I don't see myself buying a new mic. There's not going to be another mic that's going to be cleaner than this, or it's going to make me say, oh, fuck, I need to get this. It's kind of like, sure, SM7B's been at the top line for a minute, and it's not a bad price point. You can get it for, like, $499, I believe. And, It does get up there, but you're not. We've been rocking for a couple years now, and we haven't changed one thing. So, hopefully, that answers your question, Keenan.
But sometimes, random days, just random things decide. Oh, this is my last day working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or today I'm gonna fuck around today.
You know what? Oh.
Let's switch things up. Let's shake things up a little bit.
Watch what I'm doing today.
Wagwan people. So Eagleton here. I'm gonna try and make this one quick. I always say that, but anyway, I wanted to ask you guys about jealousy and, like, do you feel like friendships are salvageable once jealousy gets involved, or is it always a termination thing where you're like, yo, bro, I sense the jealousy, or even the person keeps it a buck with you and says, yo, I'm kind of jealous, or I feel a type of way when I'm with you and you're doing this type of thing. Is it always a termination of the friendship, or do you feel like it's something that you can work through with that person? And the same goes for if you feel a type of way when you're with someone and they're doing a type of thing and you're not necessarily doing that thing, but you keep up a buck with them and you're like, yo, bro, I can't lie, I feel a type of way when I see you getting galley or playing football and you're sick and you're getting all this attention. I want to step away. Is that friendship over, or is that something that you can work through?
Fucking hell, bro.
That's something that's been interesting to me over the past few months. So I just wanted to get your guys' thoughts on that.
Yo, that's a deep question, man. I wanna know, like, what does a day look like for Sir Eagleton? Like, for real. Bro, every time it's just like, yo, this nigga's dealing with something. He's like, yo, listen, man.
I got a question for something I just experienced.
Wagwan people.
Wagwan people, yeah, man. Big up Sir Eagleton, man. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
That's a great question though.
Is it an immediate termination?
Nah, I don't think so. I think depending on how far they carry out that jealousy trait and how they react to them being jealous and how they fucking what actions they take after saying or showing that they've been jealous, like, that's what's going to determine, like, all right, can I work with this or not? Because if they're doing, like, malicious shit or they're doing too many, like, jabs or whatever that's just killing my mood or just throwing me off, I'm gonna be like, all right, this is too much. Like, I can't really handle all that, you know? But in terms of just someone being jealous, I feel like that's just an inner problem with a lot of people, that maybe they lack self-confidence. So that's all it really is, just lacking confidence in that field, and they see that you got it, and the thing is, you may not even got it like that, you know what I'm saying? And they just assume that you got it like that, and it's just like, yo, I'm dealing with this for no reason because I don't really know. Like, I remember all that, like, all this girl think I'm cuter than one of my friends, and it's just like they're coming at me, but I'm like, yo, I'm not all the way there with my confidence yet. Like, I don't even know why she thinks I'm attractive, but it is what it
bro,
is.
Bro, I literally want your abs.
Yeah.
I wish I had those.
Bro, have you seen your abs? Like, yeah, for real. So I think it just comes with, honestly, maturing and just maybe trying to, I don't know. I feel like I'm too much of a person that's always trying to, like, fix other people's problems. And sometimes it's just not for you to fix. And you got to understand that. And great book that I just finished reading covered the topics of just not taking everything too personal. And I feel like that just comes with someone being jealous, or just they take things way too personal, and it just comes out on you. So it's like you just have to soon decide if that's too much for you to handle, and if it is or it isn't or whatever, and you want to handle that weight, then that's kind of personally up to you if you want to go that way.
Man,
yes, pretty well said
right
there.
That's a red flag raiser for sure, though. When you see someone, someone that you knew for a long time, you just did see that in them, but just a moment of like, whoa.
Damn.
It's like someone just trying to punch you out of nowhere. Like, hold on, nigga. You messed up.
You trying to hit me with that shit. With a
especially when it's a haymaker.
But just to see that like lack of self-control, like you'll feel jealousy, and then like you said, it's something that you gotta address on your own. Like that's an inner thing for you. Mm-hmm. So like to see that lack of self-control, like to see one of your closest people do something crazy, malicious, then that's like that's what's scary. And then you just I usually don't take shit personal. It's just like, all right, that nigga is going through it. Nigga, I have A, want something to do with it, or B, want nothing to do with it. And it's usually B. It's just like, okay, I'm gonna be over here doing my thing.
Weird.
And fucking personally, I've been in both situations where I've had someone that I knew was like kind of jealous in certain ways, but I just felt like he was just going through things. But then, the more I kept it around and didn't really press on it, it just grew into something else. I was just like, okay, now you're like, your fucking jokes are getting scary. You're like,
yo, do you want to stab me? Are we going there? Like, yo, what's up? Get at me, nigga.
Yeah, like, so, you know, and that alone can build up too much aggression within you to say like, all right, now this is like really fucking upsetting me, or to the point where you want to say something, and then by the time you say something, it's not coming out right. And that's always important. That's super important to know when and how to approach something, because you're never really going to know. And honestly, if it comes out wrong, that other person is just going to go into defense mode, put up a wall, and you're not going to get anywhere. And so it's just like, I don't know, man. Again, it's up to you and how much of a role that person plays in that in your life. And again, like people can change up, man. And that's just something I just learned to get with, type of thing. It's like, all right, you change it. It's not nothing I can do. It's out of my hands now.
Yeah.
If it's someone that's really close, you can't really, not to say you can't like get rid of them, but like maybe they're gonna be around and shit. So I think one way to address that is like because usually it's that jealousy is based on their assumptions. So like they see something and they may think this part of your life or whatever is a certain way and it's like higher than theirs, but that's just their perception, their assumptions and shit. It could literally be like the amount of times I hear, yo, it's so easy for you guys, all you gotta do is fucking fuck around on cam and blah blah and blah blah blah. I'm like, okay, first off, nigga, you run out of ideas. It's fucking intense, nigga. It's this happens. I'm not even that confident in this area that you know what I'm saying? Nigga, yeah, I fucking have my own problems and shit. So you just open up and let them know, yo, nigga. I'm struggling with shit too. I'm feeling
like the same thing. This is the reality of what you're jealous of.
Exactly. I mean, just let him know, and then you see him open up. Oh, fuck, like that. Yeah. I'm like, yo, I like your fucking. How do you get shoulders like that, nigga? Yeah. I'm jealous of those.
Yeah. And sometimes, man, like, yo, this is the last thing I'm gonna say. Sometimes you gotta know when you gotta play up certain things, like to a certain point. Like, for example, if you know someone is lacking, let's just say confidence or whatever, you know, yo, juice that motherfucker up. He got sweet rollerblades. Let him have that. Let him have that. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't try and take anything away from him. Even if you're not purposely trying to take something away from him, like, I'd be letting niggas have shit. Like, all right, that's you right there. Like, I'm gonna let you rock. You know what I mean? Gas him up in that light where it's just like, maybe that helped make him feel and get out of that little circle he's in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
Or dead. So, Eagleton. Good question.
Oh! Oh, yeah. Congratulations. Whoa. You have just finished watching episode 86 of the Random Order Podcast.
Yes, sir.
We're about to sign out. Make sure you subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel to keep up with video episodes, clips, animations, all the important stuff. Make sure you click that fucking bell. You get all the notifications. The audio version. Why would you not click that bell? Audio version is available on Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts. Make sure you drop a great, fat, 5-star rating and a big, wholesome comment. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter and TikTok at Random Order Show. Not the Random Order Show. Random Order Show. We're getting busy on all platforms, 4ye.ca. Speaking of getting busy, follow us at 4ye on Instagram. Turn on your post notifications so you know when we drop.
Yep.
I need a Random Order member fucking Golden Eagle today, man. I pinned the comment.
Oh, yeah.
Someone's in egg mode. Golden Eagle in the making.
Oh yeah,
Sharif Khalik.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yup.
Yes, sir. That's love right there. Yo, also, I'm going to say something. Yo, a lot of times when we be saying things like, yo, go drop a comment or like the video. Yo, that's really important. It helps with the algorithm. And last episode,
fucking do it.
Y'all niggas was all over that shit. Y'all, even niggas was literally just saying, they type something. Comment. Just type something. They type comment. I love that shit. Thank you. We appreciate it. It helps with the algorithm. Guys. Continue to comment. Continue to press like on the video. I don't know who's disliking it, but we gonna find you.
We gonna find you.
See that jealousy coming at you, pal. Right. It's all love. Yes. It's all love.
I wish you well.
Stop fucking doing that shit, though.
What you about to get into right now?
So I'm about to get some food. You hungry?
You know what I mean? Like Wingstop type shit?
Closed, man.
They're closed?
I try to put it in.
Yeah. Oh, it's 12. Yo, chat, welcome all the followers the right way. What do you want to do? Wingstop? Nah, they close at 12, though. They close in like 3 minutes.
Yeah, I'm going to say I'm saying right here.
Nigga, this nigga. Bro. This guy calls places. Literally, I've been with him so many times where, like, we call a place and we're like, yo, to stay open, we're right there. And we're like 30 minutes away, man.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.